Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to a Friday edition of What's On Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd Mitchell is here. Kevin is off. His lad has a grad party this weekend.
Oh, wow.
How about that? Yeah, exactly right. So,
realize that.
You got Todd and I today. And Senator Kevin Cramer. As well as Dinesh D'Souza. Going to join us on the program today. By the way, do you know if 2,000 Mules is in Bismarck yet, Todd?
Yes, it's going to be the Grand 22, which is the only theater we have left now anyway. But it will be at the Grand 22, number of showings, so looking
there
forward
you go.
To that.
Exactly right.
Nice big thing of popcorn and watch that show.
Exactly right. So speaking of popcorn, I wonder if Donald Trump had popcorn when he watched the movie. We'll have to ask Dinesh about that. I have this visual of the two of them sitting there, you know, sharing popcorn and watching this movie and dying to know. So we'll ask Dinesh about that.
Cheering. Yeah!
And I don't know if you remember, we had Bill O'Reilly on not long ago, and he kind of poo-pooed it, saying they didn't do enough, should have done more. And so we'll actually play what Bill O'Reilly said, and we'll have a little battle royale between Bill O'Reilly and Dinesh D'Souza today on the program, just for you. Catherine Wigfall will be here. She is with the Center of the American Experiment, one of their thinkers. They call them fellows down there. And we'll check in with her related to the series of town halls that will happen on the woke education world and what you need to be aware of in North Dakota.
Mm.
It isn't just for places elsewhere. So remember, we've unearthed stories about in-service middle school teachers in Bismarck, experts being brought in. I say experts with air quotes being brought in. So we're going to get to the bottom of this.
They still don't seem to want to be on K-Fire to actually talk about specifically what's going on.
I know, right? What is the deal there? When you can't defend your position, these are the things you do, so it's unfortunate.
Why not be transparent? Why not put the cards on the table and just tell people, hey, here's what's going on? Transparency always does policy.
Don't want to talk about it, you know? It's unfortunate.
So it seems.
But when you have furries in school, I guess, you know, it's hard to defend. Don't get me going.
When are we doing Furry Day? Let me know so that I'm dressed properly.
Yeah, exactly right. Anyway, Wahpeton, Grand Forks, Fargo, and West Fargo next week, and then Western North Dakota in June, a number of stops as well. So there you go. If you go to 2000meals.com, you can find the places that the movie is showing. And Todd's right, Bismarck and Fargo, two places you can find it this weekend. They have a little link there at 2000meals.com where you click on Find a Theater, okay? Let's do a little radio graffiti in the time we have in this first segment, because we have Dinesh next segment, and then Katrin, and then, of course, Senator Kevin Cramer with your questions or comments. Really encourage you to get your questions in early. You can do that by calling our 24/7 line at 855-200-1776. Here is a listener that called moments ago with a suggestion for Joe and Jill Biden on this upcoming trip.
Maybe Joe Biden can beg for some baby formula from South Korea. Yoon, President Yoon, not Moon. Mr. Biden, get it right. You, not Moon. Maybe he can beg for baby formula from Japan. Wonder if he'll get that president's name right. Likewise, Jill, maybe she can beg for baby formula in Ecuador, Panama, and Costa Rica on her six-day trip that Kamala Harris should be on. Isn't Kamala Harris the border czar? I didn't think it was Jill Biden. Actually, Joe Biden should be at both places. Right.
I actually think Joe Biden should be in a home somewhere and being served three warm meals a day and have people come visit and, you know.
He's in a home. It's called the White House.
Play a little bingo and, you know, various
all
games.
All kinds of caretakers right there.
Watch past episodes of Little House on the Prairie and just have a, you know, wonderful day. I think that'd be better. I have this theory that his handlers, which probably, you know, starts with Obama and goes down, but those around him know how bad this is. This is not a secret. Okay?
Right.
There's no denying the facts that you're seeing one crisis after another careening from one to the next. And if you were trying to protect this president from taking the blame for this stuff, you would put him out there like, you know, once a week maybe, give him that little pep talk right before and have it, you know. Instead, he goes out every day. Now he's on this trip. I think they know the more he's out there, the more people go, oof, should this guy be in charge of anything? A three-car parade? Let alone the greatest country in the face of the earth?
I think careful what you wish for, though, because you know who's next, and is that what you want in charge?
But there's sabotage going on amongst the crowd. I really believe that. Bob and Aberdeen wants to weigh in on Radio Graffiti Day, 800-228-0550. Text us at 701-237-1590. Go ahead, Bob. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, I heard Lindsey Graham on your show yesterday, and he was kind of ranting, raving about the $40 billion. So what happens in 5 to 6 months? Are they going to come back for another $40 billion?
Yeah, who knows, right? You know, would it surprise right. any of us if they did? I mean, I think the thing that's missing
that's
from that $40 billion aid,
the whole thing.
And I'm looking forward to talking to Senator Cramer about it as well, because two things. One, the clawback didn't get in there. Why? You know, why do you not have the ability to go after some of these other folks to pay for the $40 billion, right? You could probably round up $40 billion in assets from crooked Russians around the globe in 15 minutes. And then also the Inspector General thing to make sure it's, you know, it is ultimately spent as it's supposed to be spent. Those things are definitely missing. I think at a time when they need weapons, they need weapons, they need weapons, you're just moving fast to try and take advantage of Putin losing momentum here. And I'm guessing that's why it went out. But you ask good questions, Bob, for sure.
You know, my mom always said when I was a kid, never trust a man named Lindsey.
Wow.
Did your mom really say that?
Yeah, she did.
She did, huh? Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. But, yeah, I don't trust Lindsey Graham at all.
I thought that might be just a little
bit. I'm
going
to have to go through Google Lindsey men and see if there are any. I mean, you might have a point there.
Yeah, I think Lindsey Graham makes a very good case for the U.S. You know, being an ally, not from boots on the ground, but rather from the checkbook to help. He does. He makes a good argument, but you know, there's plenty of things to scratch your head about Lindsey Graham, that's for sure. Bob, appreciate your call. Thank you very much. Texter says, from this point on, Joe Biden would prefer that you address him as Sultan or Emperor Biden. Companies now programming new gas pumps for double digits. Scott Hannon must agree, since he believes the best way to get out of this mess is to spend our way out of this mess, as does Joe Biden. Let's give Ukraine $100 billion, not a measly $40 billion. The Iraq war cost us between $7 and $10 trillion when it was done and continues. Yeah, I don't. There you kind of lose credibility when your argument is, you're for this, so then you must be therefore for all of this stuff. That's, you know, a little silly. Texter says, I've got an idea. Selection at the pumps. Those who voted for Sleepy Joe paid this price. Those who voted for Donald Trump pay that price. That might be a bit of a wake-up call. Thank you very much for the price. Not sure we could get our friends in the petroleum industry to go along, but it'd be a nice little wake-up call. I think the best idea yet is registering voters at the pumps. I love that. Registering voters at the pump. Leah and Benedict, Radio Graffiti, you got a minute. What's on your mind?
Yes, good morning. I just think that there is a connection between this crazy transgender that they are pushing on the people, and especially young people, and something called transhumanism. And I don't know if you've heard about it. They're basically developing vaccines that manipulate the genes like they did with the COVID vaccine, but that the manipulation on the genes can alter human characteristics to be, you know, kind of superhuman in some ways to enhance certain characteristics. And I think what they're doing is they're conditioning people to be open to that type of manipulation and choosing what you want to be in your human characteristics, and especially conditioning the young people to receive that type of thing and basically become their experimental subjects with that. And Bill Gates is involved in that and others. And so if you look into it, you can see that, that's kind of where they're going. And that's kind of why it's gone so crazy to push.
It's sad. It's really sad. Appreciate the call, Leah. Thank you. Chris and Rugby, let's get you in here before the break.
No, yes. Good morning. I found out about these furry things the other day. They about blew my socks off. One thing we got to do is we got to hold them to their standards. You want to be a furry? Perfect. Let's have furries. And now, are they required to go to the vets and get spayed or neutered? I'm asking a question. Like, we will, right?
Well, I
require them to get spayed or neutered. We
the best
to require them. Okay.
The best
and
response. Then, by the way, are there furries in rugby?
No idea. I'm just driving through it. I hope not. But then we also have to, like, we have to hold them. We have to make them eat dog and cat food, right?
Well, you're bringing some logic to this whole thing. I think the best response I've heard to this, Chris, was the president of the Bismarck School District who said, "Look, we educate kids, not dogs and cats. So if you want to come to this school, come here as a student, not as a furry." Love that.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI Ben dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI Bens, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. We're Puckwich in Valley City, and our tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority. The people of our community are the backbone of our business, and that's why we're honored and dedicated to partner with these local nonprofit organizations and events. It's all about what we can do to make our community a better place to call home. We're Puckwich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. Tradition, values, and family ties.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is for all you sophisticated ladies out there.
Lowest price ever on the slippers. 90% off right now from MyPillow. Do you know there's my slippers, moccasins, slip-ons, all kinds of colors, incredible comfort. A little birdie told me these are actually Uggs for like one-tenth of the price of Uggs with the MyPillow brand on. A lot of the same similarity looks and whatnot. So I tell you what, folks. It's a great quality product, and right now, 90% off. Today should be the day you say, all right, I've heard about them long enough, it's time to own some. go over there to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Let's get one more radio graffiti in here before we chat with Dinesh D'Souza.
Yeah, good morning. Today, now that Biden's out of the country, it may be a good day to close the border and lock the door. Thank you. Have a good day.
Oh, see why I love radio graffiti. It's just the best of the best. Welcome your questions for Senator Cramer before he joins us next hour as well in the Talk Radio Town Hall. You can call him in at 855-200-1776. Pleasure to welcome back Dinesh D'Souza to the program. Dinesh, great to have you. Let's talk a little bit about the reaction to the movie 2,000 Mules so far. What kind of what you expected, I guess?
Well, it's going to into a big opening this weekend, 400 theaters, four showings a day. So we did a very limited theatrical. We did a premiere that was kind of online that you watch at home. Obviously, people have been streaming the film. Yeah, the reaction is very strong because the film, in a very measured way, just lays out evidence. It doesn't beat you over the head with it. And the evidence it lays out is both fascinating and in some ways definitive. It's fascinating because it uses cell phone geo-tracking. And this is something we're kind of all familiar with, right? You go to a mall, you get a notification, there's a special in a store right across from you, and you're like, wow, they really know exactly where I am, don't they? And so that geo-tracking, which is used by law enforcement, used by intelligence agencies, Defense Department, Uber drivers, all kinds of people, is now being used to track these mules. So, you know, what's a mule? A paid operative delivering illegal and fraudulent votes to ballot drop boxes. So this is interesting and ingenious in itself, and we really go into it in the movie, but then there's also surveillance video evidence. So when you put the two together, it's a very intellectually as well as emotionally powerful impact.
The movie is 2,000 Mules. You can see it now at Marcus Theaters locally. So it is expanding, as you mentioned, in a number of theaters. You obviously debuted this at Mar-a-Lago. What did President Trump think about it?
Well, it was really fun. We, you know, Debbie, my wife, and I had gone and shown him the film a little bit before because he didn't want to have an event at Mar-a-Lago about the film without seeing the film. So we felt it was right for him to see it before. So we sat in a small room. You know, he kept jumping out of his seat. Oh, and it was essentially for him a kind of vindication. Now, interestingly, the film is not mostly about him. He's hardly in the film at all. He probably, out of 90 minutes, Trump is like on for 2 minutes in the entire film. But, of course, it supplies, in a sense, evidence for things that Trump has suspected all along. Now, at the Mar-a-Lago premiere, I thought he was just going to give a short speech and take off. He wasn't supposed to sit down and watch the film, but he grabs a big bag of popcorn, comes and sits right next to me, and as the film is playing, he's doing a constant running commentary on the film. So it was very amusing for me to watch my own film, but with Trump as a kind of movie critic sitting by my side.
That's so Trump-like, isn't it? Just plop right down, watch it, and make comments all along. What most surprised you about his reaction?
Well, interestingly, when he was watching it in the premiere, he was mainly commenting on it, I would almost say, as somebody who was a popular culture figure. He'd say things like, this music, Dinesh, he goes, did you guys come up with that yourself? Did you buy that music somewhere, or did you have a composer do it? And I'm like, well, it's our music. We have a composer do it. He goes, oh, my God, it's amazing. So it's kind of funny because here's a film talking about very grave issues about the election, and here's Trump basically commenting on it as if he was some kind of a studio representative.
That is so Donald Trump. It's amazing. And, you know, he knows the stage well, doesn't he? So those things are important to him.
Oh, yeah. He's also all about the ratings because he'd say things like, Dinesh, you know, your films have done well, but, I mean, this is going to be like your biggest one yet, you know. And, again, it made me laugh because for me, it's all about what's in the film. It's all about the ideas. And, of course, it is for Trump as well. But to him, it's really important whether the film is sort of performing well. And that's why I think when Trump's tweets, you saw a lot of things about, like, low-rating CNN and so on. He measures things in part by how they're faring on the sort of ticker tape.
How do you measure your films? How do you benchmark the success of these?
Well, the way I look at it is that, you know, here's a topic that has been surrounded by a kind of, facile dogmatism from the beginning. So on the one hand, you have the people who say, this was the most secure election in history. And on the other hand, you have people who say, I know it was stolen. And neither side has a shred of evidence to back it up. So let's start with the left. It's the most secure election in history. I say, how do you know that? They say, where's your evidence of fraud? I say, let's say I have no evidence of fraud. Have you done a comparison of the fraud in the 2020 election with 2016, 2012, 2008, 2004? Wouldn't you need to do that to claim that this is the most secure election, more secure than all the others? Where's that comparison? Show it to me. They're like, we haven't done it. We never even attempted it. And so I'm like, wow, you're making a ridiculous statement that's not backed up, and then you call anyone who questions it a perpetrator of the big lie, and you try to censor them, block them, stigmatize them, get them fired because they disagree with your unsupported assertion.
Yeah, it's the game. And it's getting ahead of it, and the left is very bad at it, aren't they?
Absolutely. Now, on the conservative side, there's been a lot of kind of suspicion of fraud, which has hung its hat on anomalies and episodic fraud, a case here, a case there. I think it's fair to say that until this film, no real evidence of systematic fraud has been brought forth. But the evidence in the film is so powerful that the left is like going berserk. I mean, literally, there was two days ago a Q&A with me, just a violent attack on the film, but it runs in printed pages about 20 pages, 10,000 words in the Washington Post. So the left has realized they can't just dismiss this, oh, it's a conspiracy theory, that's just not going to work, because we put the audience at the scene of the crime, we're using official surveillance video from the states themselves, and you can see these mules, you know, they're acting like part of a criminal cartel, wearing latex gloves, looking to the left and right to make sure that they aren't seen, and then stuffing these ballot boxes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then on to the next one. It's kind of hard to not, it's kind of hard not to see that something very bad is going on.
These fact checkers are fascinating to me. You kind of expect it from some sources. We talked to Bill O'Reilly last week and asked him specifically if he'd seen it and what he thought. His answer might surprise you. We'll play that for you when we come back, Dinesh, after a short break. Dinesh D'Souza, the filmmaker, the conservative thought leader, the author, our guest today on What's On Your Mind. More with Dinesh in just a moment. Brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience. Mm-mm, good. If you're looking for the little, you know, that the same old when you're on the road can really get old, and that's the great thing about PetroServe USA because it's so good. You're going to come back again and again, and, you know, next week is something different. The week after is something different. That's the beautiful thing about PetroServe. Here's the specials today. Fish and chips or chip beef in Valley City. Pulled pork sandwich in Hartwood. West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Fried or baked chicken. Meatloaf sub 12th and I-29. Meatloaf on MP Avenue. Beef stroganoff in Glendon. And Yulin meatballs today. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. 2,000 Mules, the movie. Dinesh D'Souza, the filmmaker, the author, the conservative thought leader on the program today. We'll talk with him about some of the criticism, some of the fact-checking of this movie when we come back. And by the way, you can see it. Bismarck and Westacre Cinema. Bunch of times, I said it like 5 different times, noon to 9 p.m. that's happening. These theaters, check
big
it out.
Big news. A recent study finds Americans don't trust big media. Now, Americans like me have found a source they do trust. It's Newsmax. I watch Newsmax TV, and I even use the free Newsmax app on my smartphone. Nielsen says that almost 7 million cable viewers watch Newsmax, but not Fox News. Millions really are making the switch to Newsmax. Start your mornings with Wake Up America and Rob Finnerty, and finish the night with Rob Schmidt. He tells you the real news with no spin. On weekends, watch Mike Huckabee, Diamond and Silk, Rob Carson, Sebastian Gorka, and much more. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems. If your system doesn't carry Newsmax, call them and demand it, or change to a cable system that does carry Newsmax. More than 20 million Americans have made the switch to a new source they can trust, Newsmax. Make the switch today. You won't go back.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A monkeypox outbreak in several European countries and one United States state may become the largest outbreak of the virus outside of Africa, but it's not likely to cause a global pandemic like COVID. The CDC has confirmed at least one case in the United States. It's related to smallpox. President Biden is traveling to South Korea and Japan, a visit seen crucial as efforts to bolster regional cooperation and to counter China. With more on the Quad Summit taking place in Japan on the 24th, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
The Prime Minister of Japan, the Prime Minister of India, and the Prime Minister of Australia. And we believe that this summit will demonstrate, both in substance and in vision, that democracies can deliver and that these four nations working together will defend and uphold the principles of a free and open Indo-Pacific.
TGIF, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Grand 22 Theater in Bismarck, two showings, 5:40 and 8:15 is when that is showing. And it just started there, so it'll be there for a little while. But also at the Marcus Theaters, West Acres Cinema, and they're showing starting at noon, going till 9 o'clock at night. So a couple places you can see it. You can also go to 2000meals.com and buy it there as well. That's the movie. Back with more with Dinesh D'Souza. Let's deal with some of the fact checkers here. I asked Bill O'Reilly if he'd seen the movie recently. Listen to what he said, Dinesh.
No, I'm not going to go see that. I know True the Vote, and that's the Texas organization that worked with Dinesh D'Souza to put together this. It's a compelling theory that there were all these people selected to go around and commit fraud at various polling places. But there are a couple of things. Number one, I looked at it, they don't have anyone from inside. They don't have any of the mules who did this. No one. So that is a real deficit in that documentary. You've got to have people, whistleblowers from the inside, saying, yeah, they paid me to do it, and this is what I did. They don't have it. The second thing is that the only way this election of 2020 is going to get clarity, and we need it, because there was fraud in the election. The only way is that you can introduce compelling evidence to a federal court. D'Souza's theories, they're not compelling evidence. It's a theory. You've got to be able to prove it. And to say that you got pings from cell phones, the federal court is never going to take that.
They're not going to take video surveillance combined with the pings?
No, because there has to be a definition of who was surveilling, what it exactly showed, and then a person attached to either the surveillance itself or the person being surveilled saying, yeah, I did it.
All right, so there's the gist of his comments, obviously pontificating on what was missing. What would you say to that, Dinesh?
Sure. So on the first point, he needs to see the movie because he's just mistaken. We interview a mule in the movie. There's an interview with a mule from Arizona, from Yuma County, from San Luis, and she says, I was paid. So we have literally not from the horse's mouth, but from the mule's mouth. Now, the reason this woman was able to come in the movie is that she was busted for ballot fraud. She's cooperating with the authorities, and so therefore she was free to be able to participate in the movie, although for her own safety, she said, you know, disguise my voice a little bit, disguise my face a little bit. So we did do that. So that's just a mistake on the part of... So, yes, we do have a mule in the movie. Number two, No one is saying that we expect the Supreme Court to, like, watch our movie and go tell Biden to leave office. What we're saying is that, look, what the movie is pointing to is the first step of an investigation. True the Vote has the cell phone IDs, the kind of digital fingerprint of all the 2,000 mules. They've already said they're happy to provide this to law enforcement, and the normal next step is to go unmask these cell phones. You get a warrant. Basically, you go to the cell phone provider. You get the names and contact information of all the mules, and you start interviewing them. Who paid you? Who put you up to this? So, yes, there is an investigation to follow. No one is saying that the movie itself goes to court. But what the movie does is it points to wrongdoing that then the appropriate authorities can investigate, and that ends up in court.
Which would seem pretty compelling as well for a court. Now, the question is, will somebody do that? Is any of that underway yet?
Yes. Shortly after the movie, in fact, about a week after the movie came out, the sheriff of Yuma County, Arizona, said, I'm opening up a criminal investigation into what? Illegal ballot trafficking. Now, he said yesterday, it's not directly in response to the movie, and I understand that. But see, True the Vote has been working in Yuma, doing research in Yuma, really for weeks and even months. So I don't have any doubt that this is a general response to the kind of work represented in the movie, even if it's not a response to the sheriff actually going to a theater and seeing the movie.
What do you make of the other fact checks? I mean, most of it's pretty predictable, coming from the usual sources. Kind of goes back to our conversation last segment that, you know, this was the most secure election in history, and just repeating that is good enough for them. Any other narrative that comes out, you just slap it down without any real evidence. But what's your favorite fact check so far?
Well, what really surprised me is the fact checks that basically say that geo-tracking is kind of bogus, that it can't really place an individual at a Dropbox. And some of this is just pure ignorance. They, you know, they get these 30-something fact checkers. They don't know anything about the subject. They call around and talk to a couple of people. Oh, yeah, geo-tracking's only accurate to about 30 feet. Well, really? Okay, take your cell phone, go into a field with tall grass, and throw your phone. Then do a search on your phone and see if it takes you to, quote, within 30 feet of your phone, or does it take you right to your phone? And then you'll know how accurate geo-tracking is.
NPR decided to go a different route. They said a pro-Trump film suggests its data is so accurate it solved a murder. That's false. What are they talking about?
Well, first of all, this is a sideshow of the movie, but nobody says, I don't say in the movie we solve the murder. You can't solve the murder. What we do in the movie is we say, look, we're trying to show you how geo-tracking can be really helpful, even in something unrelated to ballot trafficking. So here was this little girl, Sikoria Turner, and she was shot at a BLM riot in Atlanta. And so True the Vote got the cell phone data in Atlanta, and they showed this was the date, this was the exact time, this was where she was shot, this was the angle of the bullet. Now, look, there are four or five cell phones in this vicinity, in this little circle. So it's quite likely, obviously it's not a proof, it's quite likely that one of those unique devices is the shooter. And that's obviously a starting point for investigation. Basically, go find out who those people are, find out what their motives might be, find out if they possess firearms, find out if they have a criminal record, et cetera, et cetera. So the idea that somehow just by identifying a cell phone at a location, you can, quote, solve a murder, we don't claim that. So they set up a straw man, and then they go, authorities have said that there were many other factors that led to the arrest, blah, blah, blah. Again, this is this kind of bogus fact-checking.
Yeah, who cares? A murder was solved.
Who cares?
Murder was solved using the same technology, no matter who tells you the facts. I also found it interesting the Washington Post analysis is saying it's a leap of faith. We're just asked to trust that True the Vote found what it says it found. How about the Washington Post taking the information and going to a court if they're so concerned about the truth? That'd be all right, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. Well, not only that, but True the Vote has turned over its data in Georgia, for example, to the Secretary of State. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation and the Secretary of State have opened up an investigation, and they have said publicly it's in response to the geo-tracking data supplied by True the Vote. Now, try to imagine, they know this data. If True the Vote is giving them bogus data, do you think that the state of Georgia would open up an official investigation based on the data when the data is, like, fabricated?
Yeah, I find it quite encouraging, actually, that most of this stuff is just petty around the edges, dumb stuff. You know, we're supposed to just believe this. Well, okay, do your own independent investigation then, media. You know, go ask for the stuff True the Vote asked for. Go ask for the stuff Dinesh put in the movie. If you're
they can buy the data.
Yeah.
You know, this data is collected by aggregators. There are about 40 of them. So the Washington Post can buy the exact same data, do the exact same analysis. Now, that would be a way to challenge the findings of the movie. But they don't want to do that. They're too lazy to do it, or they don't have the competence to do it. And so you have literally, it's like doing a study in ballistics, and then you have a couple of journalists who know nothing about ballistics. Oh, this ballistic work is a little defective. I'm not really sure if the bullet has the trajectory you say.
Just go find the facts, which, of course, they don't want, which is really, you know, what you've done here, what True the Vote's done, is what journalism used to be in America. You know,
think of how weird it is that an independent organization out of Texas and a filmmaker with, you know, a team of five is producing this evidence almost 2 years after the election, when you have all these massive organizations with massive resources, governmental organizations. I mean, Bill Barr was in charge of the FBI. You would think they would be on top of all this. So to me, it's really unbelievable, and it shows the dysfunctionality of a lot of the institutions of our society today.
Yeah, I'll never forget when we learned that there was a missing semi-trailer that had ballots in it, right, shortly after the election. I forget if it was Pennsylvania or where exactly this was from, but can't find it. A mail truck literally disappeared that had ballots in it. Nobody can find it. The Department of Homeland Security told one of our senators, Kevin Cramer, yes, we have a semi-trailer, and it's full of ballots. That's all we can tell you. It's like, well, are they shredded? Are they, you know, is it actual ballots? Can you hire a group of third graders to go put the pieces of the paper back together? I mean, come on. You know, this is what law enforcement used to be. But it's almost as if they don't want the answer to this, that they know it and they don't want to deal with it head on. I mean, what other conclusion can I come to, Dinesh?
Well, when I look at some of the, there are at least two headlines. I think one is Daily Beast, one is Mediaite, about this movie, and they say this: we've seen this movie so you don't have to. And so very clearly what the left is trying to do is essentially telegraph to their own side, to Democrats, don't see the movie. And I think it's because if a well-meaning, honest Democrat goes and sees this movie, he's going to jump out of his seat, because he's going to see right away that, you know, he may not agree that Trump won the election, but he's going to see something is very dysfunctional here. Something went deeply wrong. And this goes to the core of the meaning of America purporting to be a constitutional democracy. So this cannot be taken lightly. But for the left, it's all about shutting it down. The good news is that they can't shut it down. The film has become too big. I mean, the rappers are, like, writing songs about it. So it's become a little bit of a cultural phenomenon. By the way, I haven't seen this kind of traction on a movie since my very first one, which was 2016, Obama's America, which came out almost exactly 10 years ago.
How does this movie end? I mean, do you ultimately think that it is a impetus for an actual, thorough, investigative, action into 2020? Do you think it fixes elections going forward? How's this going to end?
It's going to do good things. I mean, it's going to awaken people to the fact that, first of all, we certainly do need electronic surveillance on all drop boxes. Frankly, I think if they don't do that, there's going to be people showing up in their pickup truck and turning on their iPhone to make sure no hanky-panky is going on. I think that there will be investigations and arrests. And I also think this is a bit of a wake-up call for the GOP, because there's an establishment wing of the GOP that also wants to move on. They're not entirely unhappy that Trump lost. And so they don't really want to, like, this is a can of worms for them. And they're slightly avoiding the movie right now. But they're avoiding the movie not because they think it's nonsense. They're avoiding the movie because they know that if they see it, they're going to have to deal with it. So my job is to sort of make them see it and make them deal with it. Because I think, you know, it doesn't matter if you're a Rhino or you're Lindsey Graham or whatever. I think if Lindsey Graham were to see this movie, he would recognize that there's a serious problem here.
Thanks for doing it, Dinesh. Thanks again for the update. Glad it's here and closer for folks to be able to see it. Otherwise, you can go to 2000meals.com. Appreciate your efforts in making the movie. Dinesh D'Souza, the movie 2000 Mules. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Great conversation. Texter says, a friend of mine's in prison for life for murder when they were able to trace his cell phone from the murder site in Bismarck to Moorhead, Minnesota, where the arrest was made. That's been 6 or 7 years ago. Works there. Another texter says, I just can't figure out how the alleged corruption that you continue to talk about had any bearing on the certified electoral vote. That shouldn't be hard to figure out. You know, in this particular case where you have the movie, you have a number of states where the balance in this fraudulent mules delivering ballots removed from the vote, the outcome changes. Electoral college map.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
You might remember a few things from years gone by. The TV shows we watched.
Everybody knows your name.
The video games we used to play. And remember when this meant you could get on the internet? Just like these sounds bring you back, our work, 50 years strong, carries tradition and nostalgia too. The best in office equipment and software, advanced business methods, employee-owned, locally serviced, keeping your money right here in the community. Online at avmnow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and...
GMC.com, not only taking orders on 2023 Sierras, but you can check out the new Sierra HD models with a maximum towing of up to 36,000 pounds, maximum payload of up to just under 7,500 pounds, and starting as little as 40,200 for something that'll get you working. Brand new Buick GMCs with that lifetime powertrain warranty. Free, plus it's also valid on many of those 75-plus used vehicles. Shop, click, drive at SchwanBuickGMC.com.
The Center of the American Experiment has announced they're expanding into the state of North Dakota, and they're kicking off this expansion with a series of events across North Dakota focusing on education. It starts next week. Center of the American Experiment, of course, has been in Minnesota 3 decades now, one of the most impactful and effective public policy organizations in the country. 22 employees that are part of a think tank with fellows like our guest Catherine Wigfall joining us today on the program to talk about the events coming up entitled Education, Not Indoctrination, Critical Race Theory, and the Miseducation of America's Youth. Catherine, welcome to the program. How are you?
Thanks for having me. I'm doing great. Excited to head out to North Dakota next week.
Yes, Tuesday, Wahpeton and Grand Forks. Then on Wednesday, it'll be Fargo and West Fargo. And then in June, Western North Dakota tours. So I'll give you details on these in just a minute. So if you want to grab a pen on where they'll happen in Wahpeton, Grand Forks, Fargo, and West Fargo. Talk about what you hope will come out of this in the way of awareness for people. What is the mission? What is the goal here, Catherine?
Well, really the goal and the mission is to help parents, grandparents, concerned community members get involved at the local level. We're finding that local involvement is key regarding your child's or your grandchild's education, and so we really want North Dakotans to know what to be on the lookout for. So I understand that North Dakota has an anti-CRT bill that was passed into law, and so we want to help North Dakotans build off of that and recognize that state law efforts are great, but they do have their limitations. So how else can we recognize the principles and tenets of critical race theory popping up in the classroom?
And one thing we've noticed is, first of all, there's this sort of knee-jerk, hey, it's not here. It's not happening here. And then
right.
Somebody say, well, we have a law, so there's no need to worry about it. But the term critical race theory isn't often there in a neon sign. It's sort of hidden in all kinds of mamby-pamby language, right?
Exactly. So I like to use the example, you're not going to have a fourth grade teacher get up in front of the class and say, today we're going to talk about critical race theory. No, they're going to get up and say, today we're going to talk about whiteness. So it's really focusing on the principles of CRT, how they're put into practice, that real world application that's so important. And that's what we're going to touch on. Plus, we also want parents to recognize that even if there's a law against it, even if there are great school leaders pushing back, which we want to help parents encourage them to continue to do so. The North Dakota United statewide union is affiliated with the National Education Association, and NEA has come out in support of embracing critical race theory and promoting its use in all K-12 public schools across the country. So that's something else that we want to make North Dakotans aware of.
What is the agenda, this woke political movement? What do they want of North Dakota's public schools?
Well, I think it's really just a cultural revolution, and we see it in education, obviously, but also in government agencies, higher ed institutions, training programs, and it's an entire movement focused on changing our country and society socially, culturally, and the way that it's being done, even though it pulls off of class-based Marxist ideas, the way that it's being done through ideas and indoctrination in the classroom makes this revolution possible without bloodshed, without what we've seen in Marxist regimes and that sort of thing. And so that's why it's so concerning, because it changes the attitudes and beliefs of students and teachers with these ideas. And those coercive thought tactics, that's the definition of indoctrination. And so we are pushing back and wanting to make sure that all students receive an excellent education that elevates them, not that pits them against each other.
Is it fair to call it an anti-American agenda? That's not too strong here, is it?
I don't think so, especially what we're seeing with states and their social studies standards revisions. I know Minnesota is currently working on revising their social studies standards, and there is nothing positive about our country in those standards. So anti-American, I think, is very appropriate.
And the best defense against this is just being aware of what the agenda is and knowing how to speak fluently about this in front of the the scoop. But a lot of people just dismiss it's not here. And when you say, no, no, it is, and let me give you a few examples. Did you know this book is there or whatever? That's the great thing about these events. You really get schooled up on this. AmericanExperimentND.org has all the details on these events. And again, Tuesday and Wednesday, Wahpeton at the Wahpeton Community Center on Tuesday, 11:30. There's a lunch and a program starts at noon. Then Grand Forks in the evening, 5:30 at Bigfoot Barbecue on Tuesday. Then Wednesday, West Fargo at the Rusted Recreation Center for lunch at 11:30. Fargo Avalon Event Center, 5:30 that night. So a lot of series of events here. Again, a second tour planned for early June in Western North Dakota. Specific dates and locations announced there soon as well. Find out all the details on this at AmericanExperimentND.org. Catherine Wakefall, look forward to the presentation. Thanks for joining us today. 5 before the top of the hour, let's take a quick break. When we come back, Senator Kevin Cramer and the Talk Radio Town Hall with your questions or comments coming up. Don't go away. From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources? Reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. 2, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.